Renowned experts discuss women's greatest lifetime triumphs and challenges right here, right now, with your hosts and CEO of EmpowHer.com, Michelle King Robeson, and top doc, Pamela Peek, MD. It's Her Radio, the naked truth about women.
You know, Michelle, I'm an expert in weight management. I've been working in this entire sector for years and years. And people now are so much heavier, and they've lost a lot of weight.
Right.
One of the biggest problems that they complain about is, what do you do with all this excess skin hang? And it could be anywhere. It's arms, it's breasts that are, you know, really pointing south, as we say in the business, and especially around the belly, but even other parts of the body, you know?
Arms.
Oh, it's huge.
Like me,
you know?
Arms. I could use that. Skin tight.
Yeah. No, darling. We're talking like this is big stuff here. And I really am so happy to bring a friend and colleague, Dr. Michael Olding, who is the director of the Cosmetic Surgery Center at the George Washington Medical Faculty Associates and is chief of plastic surgery at the George Washington University School of Medicine and Health Sciences. Ah, Dr. Olding, can you please help us understand, is there, you know, what's really involved when someone comes into your office and says, look, I've got all the skin hang, is there any hope here? What do you do?
Well, as with any patient, you talk to them about what their goals and expectations are, but ultimately what we do is take a look at them. Everybody's different. Almost everyone has a lot of excess accumulation around their abdomen, so almost everybody is a candidate for either a standard tummy tuck, also called abdominoplasty, or a body lift, which is essentially a circumferential all the way around tummy tuck that includes excising skin and fat at the back, as well as the belly, relocating the belly button, and tightening up the muscle structures beneath.
Holy moly, this sounds like a lot.
I love it. I'm signing up.
I know, she's signing up. What's your phone number?
At 54, everything's kind of heading south, so we may as well tuck it back up. But is there...
It is. And, you know, a lot of the techniques used for the massive weight loss patients are just modifications, extensions of what people who have not had massive weight loss, as you say, it happens to all of us.
Right.
What and so are you seeing more of that? I mean, you know, is it becoming a lot more acceptable is what I'm saying. This isn't just something that, you know, people with a lot of money, you know, show up with. I mean, is it more and more people showing up?
Absolutely, because there are more and more people coming into the pipeline and more people having bariatric surgery, weight loss surgery every year. So the numbers are certainly increasing each year.
Right, because bariatric surgery is now covered, right, by insurance.
Bariatric surgery by many insurance companies is covered. And so is actually some of the weight loss surgery that follows, i.e. the it's called a paniculectomy, a panis. If your stomach hangs a lot over itself, just like with the breast, a massively large breast, you can get ulcers beneath that. And if you get those, then that part of it, that just removal of that skin and fat alone, without any tightening of the muscles, without any relocation of the belly button, without any liposuction, is called a paniculectomy. And in some instances, with some insurance companies, that is covered.
Oh, it is. That's interesting. Now, what happens when you have a patient who comes in and they have lost like 100 and some pounds, and they really have it, and, you know, their arms are hanging. I mean, everything's hanging. And I've actually seen patients who have had the surgery. But what's the scarring look like, and what are their expectations, and how can you meet those?
Well, fortunately, with the Internet today, most people have seen photographs of the surgeries, and the more weight loss that you've had, the more excess skin you have, the more you're going to have to accept the trade-off, and many people do. fortunately, we're only out of our clothes a small percentage of the day. So
speak for yourself.
most people's goals are to look really good in clothing, and that makes a tremendous difference for them. In fact, there was recently a study done that showed that people who had bariatric surgery lost a lot of weight and then had body contouring were compared with the same type of people, same weight loss, who didn't have body contouring. And the ones who had the body contouring maintained their weight loss longer. Why? Mm-hmm. Because they felt better about themselves despite the scars.
You know, so I see that. Yeah, I see that all the time, Michael. I have people who come in who, you know, have gone ahead and dropped weight over time, and they feel so terrible when they have this extra, these rolls of skin that they have to somehow hide. And I remember one, this is a big psychological issue, let alone a technical issue, because, you know, they're saying to themselves, let me just get this straight. I just dropped 110 pounds, and I'm still hiding myself because now I've got these rolls. Before I was hiding huge amount of fat, now I'm hiding these skin rolls, and this isn't right, and they feel very bad, and they feel helpless, hopeless, and defeated. And I've also seen people who have done extremely well because they've gone ahead and gotten the body contouring, just as you said, because psychologically they said, you know something, I am a new person. I have gone to a brand new place where I can feel much more comfortable in my body, and you know something, you're dead on, absolutely right. They don't care about the extra scarring here, there, and everywhere, because, you know, if you've dropped that much weight, you've had a lot of work done, I mean, there's going to be some. They don't care. They just feel so much healthier and more fit and more comfortable in their own body, their new body.
And even from my own experience with non-massive weight loss patients, I tell them, try to get down to the weight that you can maintain reasonably well before you have your cosmetic surgery, because you're going to be much more likely to maintain that weight afterwards, because you're going to feel so much better about yourself, because you're going to look better.
So
and it's certainly true for the massive weight loss patients
Well, you told me once, Michael, that, you know, you turn away people who will just come in there and are not committed to a healthy lifestyle, are not trying to make any effort to, you know, exercise, eat well, whatever. They just want basically for you to just take away whatever they have, and with the expectation that that's it. That's the end of the story, and they'll be able to sustain that.
Well, absolutely. Remember, these procedures are not without their potential risks and complications, which are much greater in patients who have been massive weight loss patients compared to the standard population. So if you're going to put yourself out for all those risks, then you have to understand that you need to maximize your potential for not having them, or vice versa. You need to minimize those potential risk, and the way you do that is really getting on board with the program. And the program doesn't end once you go to the hospital, get your gastric bypass or your lap band or whatever. It continues for the rest of your life, just like all of us have to do with weight maintenance.
Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, Michelle and I both agree that why you're so fabulous and in your message is you're talking about sustainable success and doing this a healthy way too. Dr. Michael Olding, we are so absolutely grateful that you came on board here to help us understand this entire new sector for so many people in plastic surgery and cosmetic surgery. Thank you so much. And you learn more about this at georgewashingtondocs.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. And don't forget to always get a second opinion and find the right doctor, someone like Dr. Michael Olding. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King-Robeson with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. Stay well.